No one joins the ministry to become a boss. We join the ministry to pastor people, to preach, to counsel, to lead people to Christ, to disciple them. And when your church grows, you suddenly become a boss. It may be a part-time administrator, a part-time PA who's helping you out. It might be a youth worker, a kids worker, but you end up with this pastor-boss paradox, and you have to navigate the workplace dynamics of it. It presents some unique challenges. It adds a layer of complexity to your life as a pastor. But I think, pastor, you can rise to this challenge and maintain the delicate balance between being a pastor and a boss. Hi, John Finkelde here from Grow a Healthy Church. Welcome to the Build a Leadership Pipeline series. I hope you're enjoying this series. We're in the last few episodes of it, and we're talking more about volunteers and people who've been serving, becoming staff members. In this episode, I'm going to teach you how to be a pastor and a boss and be successful at it. I'm going to show you the three key relational protocols that you can utilize and leverage to make sure that you can keep relational dynamics healthy, but also maintain an atmosphere of a workplace that you need to. I'm also going to give you a simple task to complete. So, being a boss, once someone who's been serving the church as an unpaid person or serving somewhere like the church, they become a staff member. Whether the staff member is as a key volunteer or as a paid staff member, talked about that in a previous episode, whichever way it is, that once they become a staff member, you are now more than their pastor. You are also their boss. It requires a complexity because now there's certain boundaries that need to be honored, expectations, policies, legal requirements, a whole industrial relations legislative framework will be wherever you live in the world will impact this whole area. And the layer of complexity can really set us up for confusion. It can really become quite emotional at times. It can also damage your sense of calling to being a pastor. So let's talk about three things specifically that I do think help you become a really good boss. Number one is decide the tone that you want in the workplace. And most churches have some office environment. It might be one or two of you in that office environment, two or three of you. It might be 10, might be 20, might be 50. Who knows? At various times in our church, we had up to about 20 staff working part-time, full-time, voluntary, paid, a whole mix in that whole level. But you have to choose the tone. Will you be formal or informal? Fun or serious? Connected or distant? Corporate or community? Peaceful or chaotic? Do you want a library feel or do you want more a cafe vibey sort of feel? What's the tone that you set? In our workplace, in our office environment, our staff, I wanted people to have fun. I wanted laughter to be loud. I wanted people to do every now and again a little prank on each other. I wanted us to kind of laugh. I mean, I would walk around the office. My parents at different times would give me a calendar of a cartoonist that I loved, a guy called Gary Larson, who wrote the Far Side cartoon, drew the Far Side cartoon. I loved that cartoon back in the day. And I would get the calendar and there'd be one cartoon per month or be a desktop diary with lots of cartoons through it, one per week. And I'd walk around my office because I wouldn't use the calendar or the diary myself, but I'd walk around the office and I'd tear pages out of the calendar or the desktop diary and hand them out to staff to give them a laugh. And some would roar laughing. Others would look at me, look at the cartoon, roll their eyes and say, thanks very much, John, and not enjoy it at all. But I wanted to every now and again have the vibe around our office. We'd have a weekly staff lunch that all staff on Tuesdays who are in the office on that day would have to come to that lunch, mandatory 45-minute lunch, and we'd leave the phones out. We'd have a lot of interaction, a lot of fun, sing happy birthday in crazy ways, and just enjoy each other and talk about sport and the weather and family and life and try to dial down the seriousness. Pastoring is serious enough, I felt, that to have an office where there was a sense of lightness at times in spite of some of the heavy things we're dealing with. That was the tone I set. So you work out your own tone. The second principle I want to bring across is to establish protocols for different contexts. In Philippians chapter 2, Paul calls Epaphroditus his brother, his fellow worker, and his fellow soldier. And I describe these three kind of relational contexts in three different types of hats. So a brother, and I think of a baseball cap, a cap that you wear that's like an old worn cap. It's like the family relationship. Brother, we're family, we're covenant brothers and sisters together. And that's one aspect of the relationship you will always have with staff members. They'll always be family. They'll always be a brother, a sister. You are joined together in covenant in Christ. But then there's another hat to put on. It's the fellow worker hat. And this is, I think, of a hard hat that you wear on a construction site. And this is the hat that you put on for work. And so you not only have the covenant brother and sister relationship, which you have with everyone in your church, as a boss, you now have the hard hat of work. So there's a job to be done. There's goals to be achieved, objectives to be chased after. There's things that you want to do as a staff together. There's work to be done. There's vision to be fulfilled. Then the last one is a fellow soldier. And I think of the battle helmet that soldiers would wear into battle. And this is where you're standing shoulder to shoulder. You're fighting in spiritual warfare for the cause of the kingdom of God. You're going to take that mountain over there. You're going to take some territory together. And there are times when you're going to call your staff to war, to fast, to pray, to seek the Lord, to use those spiritual weapons of warfare that the New Testament talks about, that we're in a battle to take territory for the cause of Christ. And I think it's important to talk Philippians 2, this verse, and these three different relational contexts with your staff and say, sometimes when I talk with you, I'm going to have the baseball cap on. Other times I'm going to have the hard hat on. Other times I'll have the battle helmet. Don't get confused. When we're having a review of your work performance in the last 3 months, I won't have the baseball cap on. This is not about brother and sister and family love and joy and peace and community. I've got my hard hat on. This is the work, the construction of our church, the building of the church. So don't get all family with me in those relationships, in those contexts, in those conversations. Keep your hard hat on because I'll have mine on. And train your staff. There are times to have the family, brotherly, sisterly hat on, but there are other times when I am going to talk with you as a boss, as a fellow worker, but I am the boss here. And this is, we're going to talk about work policies, work expectations, legal things that have to be done right. And other times I'm going to be your commander in chief, as it were, leading you up the mountain, calling you to fight, press through, to persevere in Jesus, to take that territory that God wants us to take. I think this is a marvelous teaching, not original with me, but I love this teaching, and to train and teach your staff about these relationships is vital. Number three, last principle in being a really good boss and handling the paradox and navigating the dynamics of a workplace when you are a pastor and a boss is establish boundaries. It's very important to work out the boundaries of friendships and work relationships. Don't allow staff to become so familiar with you, so friendship connected with you, that they cross the line and they disrespect your authority that you have given to you by your board, by your eldership, by your church, to be the boss of the workplace. Don't let the pendulum swing the other way so hard as well. They're tiptoeing around the boss. Boss, you know, boss is so fearful. I just don't want to talk to him at all. You don't want the pendulum in either side. You want to keep it in the radical middle of, hey, we love one another. We care for one another. We have a friendship that's based around a cause. It's based around proximity because you're on staff. And also, I kind of want you to remember that I'm still your boss. There is an authority in this whole arrangement. It's interesting to me that over my many years of leading staff, over two decades of leading staff, that I never developed a best friendship with someone who was on my staff. I had very good friends that I worked with. I can think of different people right now who I consider great friends and still consider them great friends, even though we're not on staff together. But my best friends were never on staff. I have kept my best friendships for other environments, other pastors, other people in the church. They were my best friends. Did I have friendship in the staff? Absolutely. But it was friendship around a cause. It was friendship around a purpose. And when someone left our staff, that friendship moved into another zone. And it's important, actually, to talk to your staff about these dynamics, that I think there are boundaries you make sure you don't want to cross. And I think regular conversations around what it's like to be a boss and these protocols and boundaries and tone are really healthy and really important when you're onboarding staff as well. Okay, here's one simple task I want you to do as we finish this episode today is check out the link in the notes. You'll find a link there to the Mastering the Art of Building a Serving Culture in the Church, a 3-minute evaluation quiz, which gives you heaps of ideas, heaps of feedback about building your leadership pipeline. If you haven't taken the 3-minute quiz, make sure you jump in, grab the link in the notes and check it out today. And God bless you, bosses.